They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock the Riders.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Hello, welcome to Riders Live. The show is about urban culture, hip-hop music, and entrepreneurs. Welcome to Riders Live. This is my Christmas edition episode, and I'm going to speak on my top five non-traditional Christmas movies that's not really Christmas movies. All right? Some of y'all might be familiar with these movies, and a lot of them y'all might not be familiar with. So, at number five, I'm coming in with Craig and Day-Day and Pinky Nigga. That's right. Next Friday, that's number five. You know, typical Ice Cube movie. You got to get the rent or something. You know, you got to grind, face over the obstacles of, you know, whatever the story plot, you know, contains. But that's my number five movie right there. And number four, I got Child's Play with Chucky. You know what I'm saying? The Good Guy Dow. Shorty was all on the L with Chucky and shit. You know, unsupervised. What was DCFS when this was taking place? You know, little white boy going all over the hoods in the low end of Chicago with a good guy down. You know what I'm saying? Pulling licks, running schemes, killing motherfuckers and shit. And, you know, the little boy, he was the perfect cover up. You know what I'm saying? So, at number three, we got, I ain't too sure, but I want to go with, Die Hard, you know what I'm saying? Die Hard 1, 2, and 3, you know, Bruce Willis, you know, typical action-packed thriller, you know, took place around Christmas. You know, what else can I say? Just a classic for, you know, one of the non-traditional Christmas movies on my list. You know, fighting against terrorism, you know, what more can you say? And number two on my list is Stalag 17. You know, I used to watch this movie when I was a shorty back in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? You know, just waiting for Christmas on Christmas Eve. It used to come on Channel 32, Fox, with William Holden and a couple of other guys. So, Stalag means prison in Germany. So, it's about a bunch of American soldiers, pilots, mostly pilots. And William Holden is a character who's basically making the most out of living in a POW camp. You know, he trades and barters with the prison guards, you know, just to make his life a little better. So guys, you know, over easy eggs, going to see the chicks. So instead of, you know, complaining about his circumstances, he's actually making the most out of the situation. And in this movie, it's been several attempts to escape this facility. And nobody has ever escaped from Stalag 17. You know what I'm saying? So whenever they try to escape, you know, they always get killed. But nobody knows that it's a spy. You know, he looks American. He talks American. He's basically picking up on all the American customs by watching and analyzing everybody that's, you know, in the barracks. And, you know, William Holden's character, he actually gets beat up because they accuse him of being the stoolie or spy. But you really want to go check this movie out. I don't want to say too much about it. I think I've already said enough, but it's really a good look. And at number one, my last and final traditional Christmas but non-Christmas movie is Reindeer Games with Ben Affleck. You know what I'm saying? He locked up in a joint with this guy, and basically, you know, the guy tells him all about his girlfriend back home and everything. And when Ben Affleck gets out of jail, you know, he meets the girl because his cellie was actually a pen pal with the chick. You know, so since his cellie didn't get to make it out, you know, Ben Affleck, you know, he acted like he was his cellie and got up with the chick. So, you know, he got sprung off the girl. And the whole time, the girl was with these biker dudes. And they actually needed Ben Affleck's cellie, whose name is Nick, to actually pull off this heist. You know what I'm saying? So, long story short, you know, the biker dudes, they start whooping Ben Affleck and use him for the heist. But it turns out that Ben Affleck's cellie, you know, actually, you know, got him to do it. He knew he could pull it off. So he was actually being used. So at the end of the movie, I don't want to tell it, but things actually work out for Ben Affleck, and he's just happy to be home with his family after the movie ends. And you want to go check that out. It's called Reindeer Games. You know, I couldn't do this episode without mentioning my top five Christmas movies that everybody has actually seen. So, I say this Christmas with Chris Brown. I like that. I like A Christmas Carol. Two of my favorites. It's a Wonderful Life, and I gotta round out my top two, which is Bad Santa 1 and 2. You know what I'm saying? And Bad Santa 2, it was actually a good single to the original Bad Santa. So if you haven't seen any of my non-traditional Christmas movies and traditional Christmas movies, I advise y'all to go check them out. So I just wanted to hit y'all with that. And my new episode, my new kickoff pilot episode of the Riders Live podcast will actually be airing January 1st. January 1st. So y'all go to ridersonline.net. Go to the guest section. And y'all tell me, you know, some things y'all want to see, things that I want to talk about. I got music on there. I got merch on there. I'm actually going to be having guests on my show. So just go to the booking form on the website, which is www.rodesonline.net. RODES online.net. If y'all want to be on the show, thank y'all for tuning in. This is the Christmas edition of Riders Live. Thank y'all for listening.